Page 33. Obedience to the Lord is necessary. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your fathers. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death, or of obedience to righteousness? Romans chapter 6, verse 16. And to give you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God, on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28a. Page 34. Confession of Christ is necessary. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. 1 John chapter 2, verse 23. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed, when he comes in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Luke chapter 9, verse 26.